The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's step into that interview with Ms. Jennifer Richardson, who is online with us to talk to us about the phenomenon that is Sahara dust. And we are in the thick of it, literally. As you step outside of your house, it looks like a very thin mist of dust that is in the atmosphere. So I'd like to welcome Ms. Jennifer Richardson. Good morning to you, to Freedom 106.5 FM.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. Good morning to your listeners.
So you're the communications officer of the Caribbean Digital Transformation Project coming out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. What is like the Saharan dust? What does it appear like on your side of the world?
Well, it is literally gray. Literally. St. Vincent is covered by the dust, and everywhere it's just a lot of gray. The visibility is quite low. Mm-hmm. Where we are situated, normally we can see clearly down the chain of the Grenadine Island. And today you look out and they are covered. You cannot see them. The dust is that thick.
So
very thick.
This phenomenon, I know that our meteorologist before described it, but what causes Sahara dust to arrive on this side of the globe? Now, there is a phenomenon. Can you tell us how that really happens?
Well, I'm not sure how it really happens, but from my limited knowledge, it is the dust originates from the Sahara Desert and wind activity from across the Atlantic brings it over to us. It is estimated that over 180 million tons of Sahara dust reach the Caribbean in any given year. And so every year we can expect the dust to come. But these days it seems like it's a lot more than we're accustomed to. Mm-hmm. A lot more dust. And it is causing a lot of problems for the people here in St. Vincent. And I imagine across the region where they're experiencing the similar activity with the Sahara dust.
So is it as bad like when you walk outside of your house, you see like a film of dust on your car, you could wipe your finger and see, you know, streak marks? Is it that heavy?
It is that heavy. It looks to us on the cars, it looks like when the volcano erupted and it just starts raining ash. So you could see it on your car, so you can literally see the dust on your vehicle. You have to be cleaning your windscreens all the time. Basically, you clean the windscreens because you can't wash the car all the time. We're in the middle of a dry season with dry conditions. So you could just wash the glasses so that you can see where you're going. But it's very thick. If you wash your car now, in another few hours, you go out and it will have a lot of dust.
It'll be covered again. That seems so extreme. It does sound extreme.
And it's creating a lot of problems for our people, especially the very, very vulnerable persons who has asthmatic condition, the whatever bronchial illnesses they might be suffering, they are exacerbated by this Sahara dust. The elderly among us, they mainly got to stay indoors now, and they have been advised to keep their doors and windows closed while they're inside. But there's a double whammy because it's already hot, really hot.
So unless you have AC, you're going to be, you know, running amok because you'll be sweating, you'll be uncomfortable. And the fans would be blowing the dust anyway inside the small confines of the place.
That is quite true. That is quite true. Last night when I was finished presenting the news, I came outside, and as soon as I came outside, I could feel the dust in my throat.
And what
it's a lot of dust.
How what precautions are people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines taking to combat this, though I know it's not much you can do, but what are some of the things that you've been advised by the meteorologists and I guess doctors in St. Vincent as to how to counteract the situation?
Okay, well, the meteorologists, they basically would alert us as to when the Sahara dust is coming and the amounts that they're expecting we would have. And so you're asked to take whatever precautions you can to stay out of the dust, stay indoors as much as possible, do less vigorous physical activity outdoors. There, we have a doctor here by the name of Dr. Malcolm Grant, and he is advising that those with asthmatic conditions, that they always have their meds at hand, and in cases where it is severe, you get a severe attack, because they're seeing more and more attacks and from asthma as a result of the dust. So they're asking, if it's severe, to go to the hospital and to spend more time indoors, keep doors and windows closed. And they're asking you again to wash your curtains, sheets, and pillowcases often. But the other issue with that is that most people here don't have dryers. We hang clothes outside.
So you'll be washing off.
You're hanging them outside in the dust. And that is a problem. So, these are some of the things that they're asking us to do. Last night, Dr. Sharian Davis, who is a pediatrician consultant at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital, she was outlining that they're seeing a lot of increased cases where children are coming down with shortness of breath, increased asthmatic attacks, eye and skin irritations. They're having coughing, itchy throat, and adults are complaining of the same symptoms as well. So the Sahara dust is having a severe impact on us, and like, you can't get away from it. There's a lot of these things that you're being asked to not do, and things that we can't help doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
So it's a rock and a hard place situation. I mean, we complain about it here as well. There is visual signs of the Sahara dust, but the extremity that you're describing in St. Vincent, we have to thank our lucky stars in some regards, because you're talking about coming outside and just seeing gray, increasing respiratory issues among children and adults. The call for those who are so prone to make sure that their medicines are well stocked. Short of walking around with a respirator on your face or at least a mask, there isn't much that you can do.
Yeah, and they are being advised, especially the vulnerable people with asthmatic attacks, and those with other bronchial problems, to wear an N95 mask when they are coming outside. To wear the mask so as to help them. Yesterday, I will tell you how bad it is. Yesterday, one of my work colleagues looked through the window and she said, "What? It's going to rain." And I was like, "Rain? Sahara dust. Not going to rain."
That is.
And trust me, it did not rain. It is Sahara dust. It is terrible. It's bad. I have been waiting since last week Friday. I am heading out to take some photos, and so we could update our website. So I needed some nice photos of St. Vincent. And when I look outside, it was so gray. It was not a good picture day. And up to today, we are almost at Friday again, and I still can't
do that. That
is just not good outside.
That is, I don't know if they use the word amazing, because it is Mother Nature, but at the same time, daunting, because you really can't get much done. You talked about, you know, washing, and we as Caribbean people, if it is you don't have a dryer, the sun is so hot at times that you could just have to hang it up outside on the line and you get it dried and kind of conserve on your electricity bill, but we can't do that. Can you say for certain, by comparison, if the appearance of this phenomenon called Sahara dust has increased over the years? Could you say that this is the worst you've seen so far, or is the worst yet to come?
From what I can see and from experience, it has increased a lot. Because normally, over the years, we can expect Sahara dust to come in April, March, around Easter time. The Sahara dust would appear. Now, it's not disappearing. It's as if we're having Sahara dust all year round. You know, and if he gives you a reprieve a couple of days, in the next week, you're being alerted Sahara dust is coming again. And you can see the thick plumes coming across when the meteorologist put it up on their screen. So I don't know what is the reason for the increase, because I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you from experience we are seeing much more Sahara dust than hitherto.
And lastly, the thought of climate change, pollution, and other additions that are currently in our airspace and environment. Do you think that that has any impact on the increase in Sahara dust, as you just described? Or what do you think?
I'm not sure. I really can't answer that one. Mm. You'll have to ask one of the scientists, or at least the meteorologists. I really can't say.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm hoping that you all get some relief over in St. Vincent. But I'm hoping that it doesn't get too bad here in Trinidad or TNT. If you take a lesson and page from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we need to prepare. We need to be alert.
That's right. But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.